My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
How does Ed Oliver evolve?
Just pick up where I left off last year and just continue to grow as a person, as a player, as a teammate, as a vet on the team. Just continue to just add to my game, use the guys around me to help me get better and help them get better. And we just feed off each other. You know, you need help to get to where I got last year. It took all four of us, all 11 of us, for me to accomplish what I did. So, you know, just having that supporting cast and being a supporting cast for them, it takes all of us to, you know, get there.
You see Gable Steveson come in. What are your impressions of him and just what he's trying to accomplish here in pushing sports?
You talk about being the best at what you do. Like, he is literally the best at what he do. He didn't want a gold medal. Like, we the National Football League. And when we win a Super Bowl, it's like we the best in the world. When really, like, maybe if somebody else had a football team, we might not be the best in the world. But he literally competed against the world and won gold. So, I mean, talk about being the best at what you do. He epitomizes that.
What are you working on? You're working on the UB line coach that you've known for a couple of years at Marcus. Yeah. How smooth is that transition?
I wouldn't say it's the same thing. Different coaching style, different personalities. But, you know, the system hasn't changed. So, you know, it's just he's helped me with getting into some little details, you know, just this is coaching. I mean, same and different. I say same and different. Yeah, so.
I know there's more to playing defensive line than just size. With Gable, he's not the biggest guy, but the leverage and the ability, what might you think might translate or what do you make of his size at that position?
I mean, to be honest, like I said, he the best at what he did at wrestling. I don't know how that'll translate to football. You know, like, he moved well. I ain't gonna lie, he used his hand well, he moved well, but I don't know how that'll translate to football. But, I mean, to have a guy of his caliber, just to be around him from the mental aspect of what it takes to get in that arena when it's just you, because we go to war with 11 guys. He go to war by himself. It's just him and his opponent, so He knows what it's like just having that one-on-one battle. And he go to war for 6 minutes by his own self. It's just him and another opponent. I was talking to him today early in the hot tub, and he was just elaborating on how it feels to be in that moment in that arena. He was telling me how, like, he done something so great that it almost feels fake. Because with the 8 second, you know, with the comeback or whatever, he was leading, then he was down, and in 8 seconds he had won. And I don't know, just, like I say, he won a gold medal, you know what I'm saying? So that in his own self is just you know, I pick his brain a little bit more, but from the first couple conversations I had with him, he seemed like a really good dude. On the football field, he moves well. I think wrestling definitely trends, like the transition to football is definitely there with the push, pull, and the body movement and countering and stuff like that, especially the D-line. I think that'll translate well, but I mean, I don't know, you know. So
right,
he's just learning how to play football. I won't put any expectations on. I don't want to, you know, but I think he will be all right, though. Yeah.
Hey, Ed, when the season gets over, do you turn the page right away, or do you go back and look at some of the clips to educate yourself on what you did well and what you need to work on?
Yeah, every year you take a game, you break it down, you see what you did good, what you didn't do good, where you can get better, and you just start to approach. Every offseason, I do the same thing, and so, yeah, I just break it down, see what I need to get better, see where I wasn't so good, understand why I wasn't so good, understand how they was attacking me, understand how they're going to continue to attack me, how they're going to game plan for me, how I need to be ready for their game plan, things like that. So, really, I ain't going to say that. I'm giving a scout report on myself. Nah, we can't get a scout report. They might hear this. So, you know, I just break my own self down and where I need to get better. And like I said, I can't give a scout report. That's my scout report. They got to do their job just like I got to do my job.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.